You're listening to EG. I'm Louise Dransfield, senior reporter, and today we're here with Craig Norton, who has recently joined West End-based agent Edward Charles & Partners to discuss the firm's upcoming succession planning and its decision to look beyond the West End environs, as well as what lies ahead for London's property sector. Craig, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
You've recently joined Edward Charles & Partners at a point in the business where it's starting a succession planning. What has led to this point?
It's been a long time in the making. It's been a dream of mine for about 7 years to join a firm such as Edward Charles & Partners. And the real desire to do that was because I love my day job. I love acting for clients. I love the design development bit of my job and doing deals and being at the coalface, basically. And I felt that in a larger firm, I was being dragged away to do more managerial duties.
Okay. And I mean, what is it that kind of the smaller niche West End firms can offer that the big corporates can't to tenants and landlords?
I think they all can provide it, but it's just the way in which we give our advice. It's a very partnership-led, focused advice in a personalised way. So we tend to do a lot of the day-to-day work as well as winning instructions. So we don't pass work down to junior staff. And I think, you know, a lot of our clients really appreciate that level of service.
There's an increasing emphasis being placed on the importance of integrated landlord and tenant work in a partnership such as Edward Charles. Can you explain why this is and what kind of benefits it brings?
It's a very competitive market at the moment, and I think where we work hand in glove with our tenant advisors and lease advisory business, we can add considerable value to landlords in their lease structures.
Okay, and obviously Edward Charles & Partners is also in the midst of succession planning. Can you give us an idea of what this is going to look like and how the business is going to move forward?
So Edward Charles & Partners has been established for 38 years. It has an incredible track record. It's the only business that's been in the league tables, top 10 in the league tables for the last 10 years consecutively. But a lot of the founding partners are getting to an age where they don't really necessarily want to be at the coalface. So the succession from here is really going to be led by myself, Jamie Shuttle and Andrew Oakin going forward.
What does the future hold for the business? What plans are there to take it forward and kind of obviously embrace the future depending on what Brexit we have next year?
Sure. I think we're going to continue to focus on what we do well, which is providing office agency advice and lease advisory work as we go through. Our business has grown, so we're more of a central London expert now as opposed to just West End. That's really been led by occupier trends, looking across the whole of central London as opposed to just the West End.
Okay, why do you think occupiers are increasingly looking more across central London and not just being concerned about being identified with a specific area as maybe they more used to be?
I think it's I think London's changing, and obviously the infrastructure is improving, so that everywhere in London works from a transport point of view nowadays, so that isn't so much of a problem as it might have been. So Southwark is a great example of that with the arrival of the Jubilee line a few years ago now. And I also think that occupiers are looking to create their own identity. And there is a well-quoted phrase, but there's this war for talent for businesses to be in the right type of space that reflects their business well and also allows them to employ the best staff for their business. And that sometimes means looking outside of their traditional areas.
Is that why you would think we're also seeing quite a large take up this year for properties that are under construction or pre-development? I think some people have given it as it's nearly hitting 50% pre-lets at the moment. Is that kind of what's driving that?
I think there are two reasons for that. There's the pipeline that's going forward is very, very restricted. So larger organisations that have structured leases are very much booking space in advance so that they have got a home for their business. And then there's also the element, as I said earlier, about occupiers looking for the best in quality space. So they want to secure the buildings with the views and the terraces and the amenity for their staff so they can attract the right staff. They don't want to be left behind. So I think that there are two reasons for that, two main reasons.
And Edward Charles and Partners is also looking beyond its traditional West End market, and you've got properties on your books now, such as Camden's, Jamestown's Wharf, and Battersea Studios. Is this uniquely seeing that trend of occupiers looking across London and not just at the West End, or is there anything else behind this move?
I think anyone who's looking for 20,000 square foot plus, they obviously have a restricted amount of choice. I think that leads them to looking further afield as well. I think a lot of occupiers are more building-led nowadays than they are even location-led, if it has a certain style to it. I think there's a real two-tier market at the moment, from the ordinary Category A specification building that we used to see with suspended ceilings to the more creative space that might have some character, that might have a lot of amenity on the doorstep. That's the space at the moment that's letting really well. It's not a question necessarily of price. That's almost irrelevant. It's really getting the right space for their business to attract staff.
Okay, and can you see Edward Charles and Partners working for landlords and tenants in the city and, you know, maybe as far out as the Docklands and Stratford going forwards?
I think our core patch is really West End and filtering out from there. I think the city market, or certainly the square mile, is very different. So I don't think we'd go as far as that. But everything else I think we'd look at.
Okay. And obviously, according to data that we have from Radius Data Exchange, the West End experienced its quietest quarter for lettings since 2003, with Q3 recording just 448,000 square foot in the 3 months. So it's 40% below the five-year average. While obviously Midtown was incredibly active, as were the Docklands. I mean, what do you think the reason is for this? Is it just because there's a lack of development in the West End at the moment?
I think there's a few reasons for it. One is the lack of development, you're absolutely right, and of the right quality of space that people want, going back to the point about quality. But also, you've got to remember that the West End market is led by smaller transactions, the sort of sub 10,000 square foot deals. And I think it's that market at the moment that is particularly hard, because they are probably more affected immediately by what is going on with Brexit. If they don't have to make a decision, then they'll put those decisions on hold. And so I would say that the transactions below sort of 5,000 square foot are probably down by about 50%. You also then look into the WeWork and the service office sector, and a lot of organisations that don't necessarily want to make a long-term commitment at this point in time can easily go into there, those types of operations.
Okay, and in terms of occupiers, is it still the TMT sector which is most active in the West End and its environs, or is the serviced office market still kind of leading the charge of take-up? And
I think TMT is certainly leading the charge still, closely followed by the service office sector. Not so much this year, but certainly in years before. But also surprisingly, the finance sector, if you look across take-up across central London, given that they're probably the most at risk from the results of Brexit, their take-up this year has still been significant. So they're probably third in line in terms of sector take-up this year. I think in the West End, Mayfair and St James's core markets, that's been a little bit quieter. Those boutique hedge fund and private equity firms looking at space in the core. It's not a question of price. Again, I think it comes back to the quality of stocks that is available that really inspires a CEO to want to move offices. And there's a lack of that available at the moment. But interestingly, we've talked about occupiers looking from the West End outwards. There's a couple of very key transactions at the moment that actually show the opposite. And it goes back to the point of occupiers looking for best-in-class space. So Cinven, for example, are looking to move from the city. They're looking at a core St James's building to reposition themselves as a business. By doing that, they'll probably increase their occupational costs significantly, but they see it as a very important message to their employees and also their client base to reposition themselves into the West End. So again, it comes back to that point. It's not a cost thing. It's more about getting the right product for your business or the right space for your business.
Should this, though, then kind of spur landlords into kind of looking at their properties and maybe trying to make more of them? As obviously we're seeing in the city and maybe even the outer environs of the West End, like Paddington with the Brunel building.
Yeah. So I was fortunate enough to be involved in the Brunel building, and it was one of those buildings where we sat there for years talking about having exposed system instead of a suspended ceiling. And it took a while, but they had more courage than us to actually go for it, and they've made exactly the right decision. I think the onset of the service office sector becoming more prolific as well has also meant that occupiers need to make their space a bit more interesting, a bit more welcoming, offer services outside just space, offer services and amenities, offer a nice reception area, breakout area. So yes, I think they do need to be looking at the product they offer, because a straightforward Cat A solution is pretty boring in the eyes of an occupier nowadays. Even the most sensible of occupiers and the most corporate of occupiers, accountants, lawyers, they're looking for something a little bit different to entice the new generation of employees.
Okay, and kind of what kind of are the top requirements from occupiers at the moment? Is it floor to ceiling windows, so they've got lots of light? Is it flexibility?
I'd say working from the outside of a building inwards, how a building looks from the outside, whether that's period or modern, it needs to fit their business branding. And then the sense of arrival as you go into reception area. Derwent do it particularly well in terms of the dress code of their staff, the welcome that you get on arrival. A sense of an amenity in reception area is really, really important. So white collar building is a great example of that, where you've got a coffee operation. And then the space itself, yes, you're right, natural light, volume, exposed services, points of interest. Any building with character that has existing character you can bring out in design is really important as well.
Okay, and just to bring it back to obviously Edward Charles and Partners and obviously the succession planning, in terms of next year, are you planning on growing? Are you planning on taking on new staff yourselves and looking to attract new talent? What's the plan going forwards?
Well, it's hard for me to say because I'm new on the block, and there's always this desire to build a business and make it more successful. But actually, they have been established for 38 years. They have an incredibly strong track record. And I think if we just continued doing what we were doing and attracting the right type of work from landlords, I think that would stand us in a pretty good place. I think there's quite a spread in the market at the moment. You have obviously got the three or five quite large international global players. And then there's a very distinct gap in the market, which is what we feel, which is a niche operator that provides partnership-led focus advice. There aren't many other teams that do it at the level that we do.
Okay, and in terms of 2019, what do you think we'll see? Obviously it's a little bit clouded with Brexit and whether Theresa May does or does not survive. But I mean, what do you think the West End market will be identified as next year?
I think we have to look at how the announcement of Brexit actually affected the market over the last 2 years. And it has slowed, despite the activity in pre-letting and take-up on a big scale. I think we'll see a lot more of that, so quite a turgid market moving forward. I think the actual Brexit date probably will come and go without much notice. I think a lot of occupiers have already factored Brexit into their decision-making. It's interesting that the majority of occupiers that you speak to, they're more concerned about a change of political party than they are about Brexit now. And anecdotally, we have only experienced one deal that aborted at Edward Charles and Partners, which was a direct result of Brexit. So I think the stats say it all in terms of how occupiers are seeing Brexit. And I actually think that we'll see an uptick in interest and demand and take up post the final Brexit date, because I think people will then realise that it is what it's going to be. There is a severe lack of supply and choice, and people still want to be in this amazing city that we're fortunate enough to live in, and they have to run their business.
Okay, so you think despite Brexit, occupiers will be driven by a need, by the fact that there's such a dearth of development pipeline, to kind of secure the best space in advance of their lease events?
Absolutely right, yeah.
Okay.
And I think that will become an increasing problem when you look forward over the next 2 years as well, because these buildings and these schemes can't just be turned on overnight. And because of the uncertainty that surrounds us at the moment, developers aren't developing. And so the pipeline over the next 2 years is going to be very restricted. You mentioned earlier that over 50% of what's under construction has already been spoken for. And so if you combine those two factors, it only needs a slight uptick in confidence and commitment from occupiers to actually cause a bit of a squeeze on space.
So do you think we might see more developers starting to look at readying projects next year for starts?
I think there's certainly, speaking to landlords at the moment who are looking at schemes, there's certainly an increased appetite to get on and start projects.
Okay, and just quickly, just on obviously the serviced office sector, and I mean, are you seeing it bite into the sub 5,000 square foot market? Are landlords struggling to compete with them at the moment?
I think right at the moment, in times of uncertainty, I think that sub 5,000 square foot market, yes, I think it is affecting them. They can take short leases, it's no hassle. It's interesting that a lot of people that you speak to go into the service offices, and it's a great experience for a time. Some of them love it and stay. Most want to have their own home. They don't necessarily want to be in a transient environment that doesn't feel like their own business. So it's not necessarily for everyone. I think the service offices will obviously coexist very well next door to the traditional office space. Slightly concerned that their exposure to the market is increasing quite a lot, and it will be interesting to see how that pans out over the next couple of years.
Thanks very much.